On a frozen winter day like this, it's tempting to dream of someplace warmer, say, a beach in the Mediterranean. Let me give you some help here. We'll throw in a strolling musician. Now that there's a Greek island in your brain, all that's left is to learn a few choice phrases in the native language. So here's WKNO's news director Christopher Blank with today's lesson in Greek.
All right, first of all, let's just for a second set aside the waves and the music. We can stay closer to home for this. We'll just pull up a chair here at the Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church on Highland and listen to the instructor.
Now, what are my qualifications for teaching? I don't have any. And some of you will learn a little, some of you will learn a little less.
Huh, so maybe I just need the basics.
You already speak Greek, whether you realize it or not. When you use such words as philosophy or zoology or biography or chemotherapy or theology, they're all Greek words.
This class sounds really easy.
No one fails in this class.
So this is the legendary annual Greek class taught by Father Nicholas Vieron. He's been teaching this relaxed course in basic Greek for 44 years, and truly, he's part of the attraction.
He's just a treasure, and that's how I've described him over and over to people who haven't met him.
James Dowd took Father Vieron's class a few years back when he was the Faith and Values reporter at the Commercial Appeal. He thought that learning a little Greek would help his understanding of the New Testament, which was first written in Greek. As a reporter with tight deadlines, he also worried that learning Greek would be as stressful as, well, trying to learn Greek.
Every week that I got there, it was the time to decompress and relax and enjoy him and his funny stories and his interesting anecdotes about Greece and life there. And I looked forward to it every week, and I was sorry when it ended.
Of course, Father Vieron is perfectly qualified for the task. He was born in New Orleans to a family of immigrants. Greek was the primary language of his liturgy when he went into the seminary in 1942. He started the Greek class in part to help bring his congregation closer to the Gospels.
Since God decided to speak to us in Greek, meaning the New Testament, you see, the least we can do is tune him in.
Over four decades, Father Vieron has taught people of all denominations and backgrounds. He feeds them Greek food, there's music and dancing, and a little bit of history.
Here we have this little country that has given us the seeds for democracy, the seeds for sports, art, so many things that we enjoy today.
In the classroom, he displays the awards for good students. One is a ceramic nude bust of the Venus de Milo. The other, a copy of the New Testament, which make for interesting bookends.
How many churches have the Bible next to a beautiful woman?
Yes, that would be the Greek Orthodox Church, from which Father Vieron officially retired in 1991. But he's kept on teaching. At age 90, he still wears the black shirt and white collar of the priesthood. And while his class doesn't focus on religion, the final exam is very personal to Father Vieron.
Can all of you say the first two words? Pater imon. Say it. Pater imon.
After 14 weeks and with just a little practice, even the most relaxed student should be able to read the Lord's Prayer aloud and in Greek. For WKNO News in Memphis and ready to be on a Greek island, I'm Christopher Blank.
There are still some open seats in this year's Greek class. Find out more on our website, wknofm.org.